With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices still facing scrutiny following the withdrawal of Matt Gaetz to be the attorney general. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The tapping of former Congressman Gaetz was seen as the most problematic among Trump's personnel announcements, but he was not the only controversial cabinet selection. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, and HHS nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. each face questions about their experience, past actions and statements, and policy positions as they seek Senate confirmation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel says the body of Israeli Moldovan rabbi who was missing in the United Arab Emirates has been found. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says V. Kogan was killed, calling it a heinous anti-Semitic incident of terrorism. Also at SRNnews.com, drones spotted near three U.S. Air Force locations in England.
The U.S. Air Force has said a number of small drones were detected last week around three bases in eastern England that are used by American forces. The drones were spotted between Wednesday and Friday near RAF Lakenheath, RAF Mildenhall and RAF Feltwell. U.S. Air Forces Europe released a statement saying the drones were actively monitored after they were seen in the vicinity of and over the three bases. The Air Force didn't identify who was behind the incursions, but said base officials determined there was no impact on residents or critical infrastructure. Karen Chamas, London.
Civic Air Patrol plane crash in Colorado, killing two people on board, the dead, the pilot and an aerial photographer. Now, the aircraft was on a routine training mission. A third person on board has been injured and is hospitalized. This is SRN News. Well, Democrats have a God problem.
That's the opinion of a man who worked very hard to get Kamala Harris elected this year. Christopher Hale is founder of Catholics for Harris, and in an opinion piece for Newsweek says, quote, "The Democratic Party has increasingly aligned itself with secular values, often sidelining religious voices in the process. This has alienated many religious voters who feel their beliefs are not only unrepresented, but actively dismissed." President Trump won the Catholic vote on Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern hoping President Trump's State Department will place Nigeria and India on its countries of particular concern list. Now, nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular persecution of Christians and other minorities. A spokesman says the U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria. This is SRN News. Wall Street kicking off a holiday-shortened week with blue chips opening Monday on a record high and Bitcoin hovering around $100,000.
It wasn't only the Dow that turned in a winning performance last week, adding almost 2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ advanced more than 1.5% on the week. Apparently, the stock market's post-election rally isn't quite over just yet. Bitcoin ended the week just shy of $99,000 after hitting a record of $99,850, a result of investors anticipating a more crypto-friendly administration and Congress. Rich Thomason reporting.
Australia's government withdrawing a bill that would give a media watchdog power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about misinformation on their networks. Spokeswoman says the government was unable to drum up the support needed to pass that bill. More details at SRNnews.com.